Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. I'm sorry that I was not able to tell stories for a certain period of time, but today is my birthday. And our sages tell us that on one's birthday, that one's mazel, one's spiritual power is great. And therefore, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to overcome obstacles that I couldn't overcome before, whether these were obstacles that were outside of me or inside of me. In any case, the most famous example of a birthday in which someone's mazel was geiver, that one's spiritual power was strong, is a story which is told in the Megillah, where sages tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday, actually it's based on a verse, is the seventh day of Adar. And when Haman wanted to wipe out all the Jews, he decided, oh, look at Adar. There's no Yom Tov for the Jewish people in Adar. The Gemara comments that he didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Adar. So therefore, Haman tried to destroy the Jews in Adar. But in fact, as we know, because, as the Gemara says, that Haman knew that it was the day that Moshe passed away, but he didn't know it was the day of his birthday. And therefore, what happened was that due to Moshe's mazel geiver, his mazel being very strong on his birthday, Haman trying to destroy the Jews in a month of Moshe's birthday, therefore Haman was defeated. And this is the primary illustration to show that on a person's birthday, his mazel is geiver. His mazel is very strong. And here with Moshe, as a matter of fact, it wasn't just his birthday, but it affected the entire month. That's why the story of Mordechai and Esther and the Megillah turned out much, much better than was expected. And so too with us, that on our birthday, our sages tell us that our mazel is geiver, that our mazel is very strong. Therefore, it's a very special day to try to advance in our Torah mitzvahs, learn more Torah, do more mitzvahs, daven with more kavana, perhaps take longer to daven, give extra tzedakah, share Torah insights, do everything that we can, even say a shechayana, although it's not a shechayana, which is required by halacha. What one could do is to get a new fruit, say shechayana on a new fruit that he had never eaten yet that season, and have in mind that also this shechayana should help celebrate the birthday, that this is a time that comes once a year in which we can thank Hashem that we are alive and that we are growing, and do all of these things to help us to have a more powerful spiritual experience on our birthday throughout the entire year. And of course, also to gather our friends and family together, have a ferengin, have a get-together in which we try to inspire one another and so forth. Although that was really a story itself, but I'll also share with you another brief story. This is a story about the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He actually is connected to his birthday. One time while giving out dollars for tzedakah, few days before Chabzayin Adar, in Tavshin Nunbeis, 752, one of the last days that Lubavitcher Rebbe gave out the dollars for charity, a newspaper reporter passed by the Rebbe and asked, Rebbe, people want to know, what is the significance of the number 90 for your 90th birthday? That year the Rebbe was 90, and so the journalist, the newspaper reporter asked, what does 90 mean to you regarding your birthday? Rebbe told him that every letter in the Hebrew alphabet has a numerical value. Probably most of the people listening to this story know. He then said that in Hebrew, the letter for 90 is Tzadi. Some say Tzadi, others say Tzadik. But even if one says Tzadi is the name of the letter, but certainly it stands for a Tzadik. And the Rebbe continued to explain that Tzadik means righteous. You must always try very hard, strive to be more righteous. What was enough for yesterday is not enough for today. And as far as what is done today, we need to know that tomorrow needs to be even better. And certainly this idea of striving to be a tzaddik is something that we should all try to do, not to be fooling ourselves in terms of what our level is, but certainly to try to reach our very greatest potential. And yeah, so close, perhaps we will also reach the level of tzaddik. Thank you for joining for the story of the day.